The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hello, my darlings, and welcome to Radio Wasteland, the best in paranormal talk radio. I am your throat problemed host, Chauncey Haworth, and this is my co-host, Kara Kittrick. How are you doing today, Kara?
Good. Most of us just say horse, though.
Horse. It was a
I do like throat problems, yeah, though. I'm gonna start saying that.
Might have been, might be chronic, might be fatal. Yeah. All right, you got any news for us today?
I do. So, asteroid QV89 has a 1 in 7,000 chance of striking the Earth this fall, says the European Space Agency. The asteroid is only 130 feet across, so it couldn't end life on Earth. But if it just so happens to strike a major city, the results could be catastrophic. For reference, asteroids with a diameter of about 20 feet hit Earth about once every 5 years, and do explode with as much force as the bomb dropped on Hiroshima. However, since 70% of the Earth's surface is covered in water, and these meteors usually just explode in the upper atmosphere, they don't typically trouble human civilization. Then again, it only takes one. Big news on the Bigfoot front. The FBI just unsealed its 40-year-old Bigfoot files from Oregon. In 1976, a Bigfoot researcher named Peter C. Byrne found some unusual hairs hanging off a branch. Since DNA testing was not yet mainstream, he did what anyone would do and sent the sample to the FBI for analysis. The FBI analyzed the sample, but it wasn't until this week that their response was revealed. The hairs were of deer family origin. Mr. Byrne, now 94, is still hopeful that Bigfoot may be out there somewhere. And finally, three small islands have disappeared in the past year, another indicator of our changing climate. One island, a mere 11 acres in diameter, was wiped out by a hurricane. The island was near Hawaii. Another, a remote Arctic island, was reported by Russians to have been submerged. The last was an islet near Japan, which can no longer be found. Sea level rise is expected to continue at its current rate for at least 100 years. Back to you, Chauncey.
That's terrifying. Isn't there some island, I think in the Caribbean or something that's like a populated country island that's looking to be wiped out, you know?
There isn't just some island. There are, I mean, every island nation is terminal.
Well, this one is going to be specifically, 6 months ago or something, held a meeting of their Congress underwater just to sort of draw attention to the fact that that's where their people were going to be.
Right. Yeah. Well, I was reading in this article about an island in, gosh, I forget the name of it, but it was a Pacific island nation, and they were talking about a village that now consists of a church that is flooded at high tide. Awesome. And the rest of it is just been submerged already. So, like, that's a large part of that nation that's just, like, it's underwater now.
Well, obviously there's a lot of back and forth on this climate change thing in the world. And, you know, I'm talking to my daughter about it. And as much as I tried to put my attitude out there, you know, one of my daughters is like, oh, well, I don't really know. I'm not really sure. And I came up with the best thing. And I said, honey, you may not be sure right now, but in 40 years, you will be.
I think
may be gone by then, but you will be. And someday you'll look back on me and you'll be all like, Dad was right. Not that I was right.
In between the cockroach hunting and, you know, sewing tin cans into battle armor to face the ghouls of the West.
Right, yeah.
But, you know.
And then, the deer hair, that seems to be often the case when they have some stuff for the Bigfoot. You know, I was watching one of those shows, and they had a Yeti scalp, and they snuck in and stole some of it from the Sherpas and had it tested, and it was a yak or something. And And then I think one time we had a funny conversation where I was talking about the Bigfoot meat on the screw because they had actually put the piece of wood with the screws coming up on the front porch to, as a Bigfoot stopper, and they have the meat tested. Yeah, that seems to be the case a lot.
Yeah, what I really don't get about the story, and I wasn't able to figure out the answer to this, but maybe someone who's more familiar with the FBI and or law enforcement would know, is just, why was this classified? And for 40 years, that makes, why wouldn't they just say, nope, it's deer?
Right. Yeah.
Like, I assume it's some bureaucratic thing where it's like, okay, well, technically we gotta classify this.
Right.
But, you know, it kind of looks suspicious, and I say that as someone who doesn't even believe in Bigfoot.
Right.
But I don't know.
And then the asteroid, I guess we're just kind of overdue for that, aren't we?
Oh, we definitely are. We're overdue. So, asteroid that killed the dinosaur-sized asteroids hit Earth once every, you know, 20 million years. The last one hit 66 million years ago. So, you know. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about an asteroid, like, a hundredth of the size.
Yeah, but is it big enough where we would stop it, where we would basically say, we can't let that thing hit us?
So there was actually another article that was referenced in this article. We could, and the long story short, we could probably stop this one. However, a new study revealed that in the case of trying to, like, blow up an asteroid like the one that killed the dinosaurs, we probably wouldn't be able to do that with our current technology.
I see.
Because gravity would just pull it back together.
Right.
So, fingers crossed.
Yeah, lame. That's a good point, though.
But, I mean, still, when you think about it, like, if the lifespan of the planet is a year, then human history is like a couple seconds, right?
Right. Yeah.
So it's
so you're comfortable with that? Is that what you're saying? Like, oh, it's cool. It's bound to happen eventually.
I'm kind of feeling like humans will die of natural causes. Well, of causes, anyway, in the next 100 or 200 years. And so asteroids are, you know, if we get killed by an asteroid, that's like, oh, good.
You're very positive.
Thank you.
So you really think we're going to be wiped out before you die, you think our...
Not before I die.
Well, I mean, right now, I mean, at the rate that the human lifespan is going up, you're going to live to 120.
No, I won't.
You won't?
No.
Not with your shady lifestyle?
For one, that, and for two, it's not like... It's not going to continue at a linear rate forever. It's not like, you know, in the 2300s will be living to 500. Like, that's
I think so. I think so. I think you're going to be downloaded onto a circuit board and you're going to,
well, you know, if that happens, then yes, that would be awesome. But I'm not saying the end is nigh. I'm just saying it's a little optimistic to think we'll last long enough to be killed by an asteroid.
It's you think that's optimistic. All right.
I may have phrased that strangely.
Right. All right. So that's enough of that. All right. So tonight we have our guest, Scott Blake, and we are talking about masks and his paranormal encrypted radio show. Should be interesting. Should be exciting. Kara and I have made masks that we have brought in. You can go to our Facebook and maybe check that out a little bit later. That's true. True that. And so you're listening to Radio Wasteland. Come on back. It'll be awesome. I want you just the way I want.
Join us Thursday, July 4th, Independence Day, for Dine and Donate, an Elements Lounge inside Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, all you have to do is go in and have dinner at Elements on July 4th, and 10% of all dinner proceeds will go to Haven Humane. Plus, you'll get $5 in free slot play. Hashtag proud to play your part on July 4th. It's Dine and Donate at the Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us then.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County District Attorney. I need you to help us identify and report potential victims of elder abuse, neglect, and exploitation. I urge you to join us on Saturday, June 15th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. on the Sundial Bridge as we light up the bridge purple in support of elder abuse awareness and prevention. This free event will have fun activities for the whole family and valuable information. No abuse, report abuse by calling Adult Protective Services at 225-5798.
I want you to want me.
Get ready for a musical institution. Cheap Trick Live. Saturday, July 6th, 7:30, Reading Civic Auditorium. An unbelievable night filled with all the hits. Cheap Trick. 40 years, and the legacy continues. Cheap Trick, in an unforgettable performance. Saturday, July 6th, 7:30, Reading Civic Auditorium. Tickets on sale now at readingcivic.com, the Reading Civic box office, or by calling 530-229-0022.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
The McConnell Foundation is pleased to sponsor this year's Colt 45 season. We support hometown baseball in South City Park, part of the heart of Reading. Families, local businesses, and nonprofits make this community event successful. The McConnell Foundation believes the best way to build community is to support it together. Baseball is for everyone, from little leaguers to senior games. Thank you for rooting for our home team. Go Colt 45s!
Radio Wasteland comes to you from the Reading studios of Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM and AM 1460.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest, Scott Blake. And we're talking about masks, his paranormal show. There's a lot of stuff here for me to be interested in because this is very much my world. Scott, are you there with us?
Right. Yep, I'm here.
All right. So I got to tell you right out the gates here, I am a fanatical horror movie fan, and I assume that in order to make masks of the caliber that you make, you must be some degree of a fan of horror films.
Or a serial killer.
Oh, yeah. Or a serial killer, yes.
Yes.
You know, which is it? Do you kill people or just pretend?
What was that?
We were saying that you were either a serial killer or a fan. You know, we were clarifying.
You don't have to answer that. You're not under oath on this show.
Right. So, you know, how does one – so this was a dream of mine. I told Kara last week when we were prepping for this that I had actually taken some classes and made facial prosthetics and stuff like that. You know, how did you get connected to the point where you were actually able to do this? I mean, other than being naturally good at it, which, frankly, I really wasn't, but – you know, how did you get started making masks and effects for a living?
Well, actually, years ago, I worked with an entertainment group in Florida, it was a pirate themed group, so I had to make my own costume and everything, and so that's, you know, I made myself my own costume and some props and things, and then other people wanted, you know, me to make them something for their costume, and it just kind of snowballed into like a part-time business to where I was making like just all I was doing was making pirate costumes.
Right.
And I got into making the Jack Sparrow costumes from Pirates of the Caribbean, which I dove into that pretty deep because the deeper I dove, the more money I could charge. So I pretty much made a name for myself worldwide just making Jack Sparrow, you know, replicas. And I got to a point where I was starting to get kind of tired of that because that's all I was doing. I wanted to do more, you know, do more with my talent. And so I started working with props, different props and things, which I had a lot of requests for, you know, like Star Wars guns and things like that. I don't know. I loved doing it, but it just wasn't, I wasn't full yet. I need to do more. So, you know, I just, the longer time went on, I just started doing different things. I started with some special effects makeup, which being in Indiana, there isn't a huge, call for, you know, some special effects makeup. So I thought, well, that's not really going to make me much money. So I started, the next thing where I got into was the mask making, which my very first, mask that I did wasn't just a mask. I was actually hired for a film to create a full creature costume. And,
awesome.
When they called and asked if I could do it, I flat out lied and said, yeah, I can do that.
That's how you get every job. That's the way to get every job, you know?
Yeah, well, technically I didn't lie because I did do it.
That's true. That's
but I've never done it before that.
Right.
So I wanted to do it so bad that I just told them, yeah, I can do that, and I did it. And from then on, it's just mainly been mask making that I do.
Can you tell us what the movie was?
Yeah, it's called Gnawbone.
Gnawbone? Like N-U-L-L?
Gnawbone. G-N...
Gnawbone. All right. Yeah.
G-N-A-W-B-O-N-E.
All right, I'm going to check that out.
It was a couple of guys in southern Indiana that grew up together. They used to, like, tell scary stories to each other. And they made up this creature and called it Gnawbone. And let's see, it's been about 4 years ago they decided to make a film about it. And so that's what it was about. And actually, I just heard, I'm not even sure if I'm supposed to say this yet, but I just heard it's going into distribution.
Awesome.
So,
yeah.
Well, the name definitely makes me think a little bit of, I don't know if you've ever seen it, Rawhead Rex. Have you ever
exactly.
seen? Yeah,
yeah.
So the name, it definitely struck my fancy because I'm a Clive Barker fan, and you know the
yeah.
Rawhead Rex.
Actually, when after they had called me to and asked if I could do this costume, that is one of the movies that I watched. I was making this from their concept art that they drew.
Right.
But I was watching. That was one of the movies that I watched just. For inspiration, along with Pumpkinhead.
Yeah. Well, Pumpkinhead's actually pretty good. Rawhead Rex is, like, beautifully terrible.
Right.
You know, it's, like, it's right. beautifully, beautifully terrible.
Well, honestly, Gnawbone is beautifully terrible as well. But
I love
them
that way.
It's purposely made that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it that way.
It's purposely made to be an 80s horror flick, you know, that has the corniness in it and stuff like that.
Yeah, awesome.
Like it's supposed to be just like in the 80s when you'd go pick out a movie off the shelf just from the cover art,
right?
And the name of the movie,
yeah, the slasher film, the creature feature. You know, there was like five genres of horror film in the 80s. You know,
yeah, but yeah, that's what Gnawbone's about. And you can there's information you can like go to IMDb and check out Gnawbone, and then like I said, last I heard, it's on its way in distribution, so hopefully that'll take off.
Yeah, totally. So it seems like a lot of the masks that you make on your site that you have ones that you make and sell, but you also do custom masks. Like people Like, it looked like you had one for priest, and I was under the impression that that was kind of a custom one. Or ghost. Sorry, ghost.
Ghost.
I'm not much
ghost.
Of a metal fan, so I had to
remind
myself.
Those were, I guess, you could throw parentheses around fan-made masks, because technically, those ghost masks, they've been licensed to a company for them to make. So, they're just custom commission type work right now.
I see.
If someone wants one, they can hire me to make one, but I don't sell them openly. Which when you do this kind of thing, you know, you have to be careful and not step on any toes and end up getting sued.
Yeah, of course. You always
run into, you know, whatever company has a license to create a mask, they don't ever look as good as they're supposed to. So that's why people, you know, come to people like me and say, can you make me this mask, even though, you know, they're being sold already? They look terrible. And
they're turning and burning them instead of making them.
Yeah, right, yeah. But, yeah, I do I'll do any kind of, pretty much any kind of custom commission, whether it be copying something for someone or, you know, creating something from scratch on my own, or I'll use their artwork and sculpt off of that.
So when I made masks, we only got about 2 minutes to break here, but when I made masks, what I did was I did the sculpting in clay and then plaster of Paris over it and then the latex inside and cooked it and peeled it out. Is that basically the process that we're looking at to make a general over-the-head mask?
Yeah, basically it's just molding the sculpture and pouring latex into the clay or into the plaster and letting it cure up. And
so I assume that you do the sculpting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you have multiple people do the painting? That must be a hard area to sort of keep quality control.
No, well, it's just me.
Oh, it's all you. Well,
it's me, myself, and I that are in the workshop. So I do everything from sculpting, molding, casting, painting, hair punching. So,
well, it really is quite amazing. When I was going through the site, I'm just all, oh my gosh, you know, I really wish I did some of this stuff. You know, the picture of the nun is amazingly well done, just awesome. And so we're coming up on break here. We're talking to Scott Blake. When we come back, we'd like to talk to you a bit about your paranormal radio show, Dead Zone.
Okay. So
stick around. You are listening to Scott Blake here on Radio Wasteland.
If Attention all hands.
Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Riverfront Playhouse answers the question you didn't know you wanted to ask. What if the entire works of Shakespeare was summed up by the Three Stooges? Be prepared to laugh your artsy self silly as Tyler, Isaac, and Keith condense everything the Bard ever wrote into one 97-minute show. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present the complete works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, written by Long, Singer, and Winfield, directed by Jen Gomez. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtime's Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, May 18th through June 15th.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
The decline of moral values in American culture seems to be in sync with the rejection of the teachings of mainstream American churches. According to churchathome.org, most Americans selecting none as their religious affiliation still believe in God, but are disillusioned with modern American Christianity. Churches are seen as too judgmental and too political and not relevant to solving the problems of modern life. We at Pacific Justice Institute work to combat this false perception by showing how real Christianity can practically and lovingly solve problems through the integration of law, politics, and faith.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
You're listening to Chauncey and Kara on Radio Wasteland right here on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. That's Free Fire Radio. Find all our shows and archives by visiting Radio Wasteland at radiowasteland.us.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest, Scott Blake. We're talking about masks before, something that he does that I'm jealous of, makes me want to hate him. And then coming up next, it's something that you do that I also do, so, you know, whatever. I'm going to pretend to care, you know. But it's the masks. The masks are what's going to keep me up at night.
What a gracious intro, Chauncey.
You know, you can't be friends with that people without ribbing them. All right, so the Dead Zone is on Para-X along with us. We are also on Para-X, the Para-X radio network. So,
but we're talking about the Dead Zone.
Yeah.
You might be confused.
Right. The Dead Zone is you and a few other people. Why don't you give us the rundown on the Dead Zone? Uh, I don't know.
Hey, Scott?
Yeah.
Oh, we must have lost you for a second. We're hoping that you'll give us a rundown on your show, The Dead Zone.
Yeah. Technically, I was just recently. They have a history long before me, which
I think your phone is breaking up there. Why don't you hang up and then give us a call right back, and Kara and I will talk about these masks that we made in the meantime.
Indeed.
All right, Kara.
Okay.
So, Kara and I decided that we were going to make masks, but you know we couldn't really compete. So of course we made the best possible masks
for our skill level.
Right. Mine is a box with tinfoil on it and some glasses wood glued onto the front because I was out of the hot glue. And
right.
Then you got a kabuki mask.
Yeah, basically it's just sort of a plain white mask with a strip of red cloth through the mouth that makes it look like it has sort of a ghoulish tongue.
All right, we're going to get some pictures of that up on Facebook afterwards. We have you back there with us, Scott.
I'm here.
Sounds perfect now. All right, so once again, let's start over on The Dead Zone.
Okay, well, as far as The Dead Zone, I was just recently thrown into the bunch. They have a history long before me, and I'm not going to touch on dates and names and things that happened before me because honestly I probably won't get it right. So, but yeah, Dead Zone, I'm on that show with Lee and Michelle Poy. It's the paranormal talk. Also we play some hard rock and heavy metal, so it's where metal and the paranormal collide. I do a segment called the Metal Minute where I give the news, what's going on in the rock and roll world, that type of thing. We usually have a guest on every show. We have a guest call in. So far it's been real fun. I'm loving it.
So is paranormal something you were always into, or did you get pulled into that via the masks?
I've kind of always been into it. Hello?
Yeah, or maybe via the music.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I was kind of always into it because I've had quite a few things, you know, that I've experienced growing up and everything. I wasn't into it as far as, you know, doing any studying or doing any ghost hunting or anything like that. It's just something that's, you know, I've all through my life I've had things happen and you know, it was just one of those things where, okay, yeah, just these things happen to me. Okay, whatever. And I met Lee and Michelle. He had asked, they were doing a thing at our local library, and he asked if I wanted to come and set up a booth with some of my masks and things because they had a couple of other people there. And that's when I really met them, and I told them a couple of my stories, and they were intrigued to hear more and just ended up, you know, they had some others on the show, and they kind of disbanded, and they were looking for someone else to bring in, and they gave me a call, and so now I'm there, and I'm not going to say the skeptic. Lee's pretty much the skeptic of the show, but I'm just there.
You're the eye candy.
yeah, that's it. I'm mainly the music guy, I would say.
Right. So are you a musician?
I'm into the paranormal, and I am going to do some investigations with them, but I don't know what I'm doing. I've never done it before. So they are the couple that kind of head up the paranormal part of the show.
Right. Are you also a musician then?
I am, yeah. I've played drums for years. I used to play in bands and through my teens and up to my late 20s, and then you know, adulting happened.
Right. Yeah. Yep. Nothing. Nothing puts an end to it like babies. You know.
Oh yeah.
You know. I'm a failed rock star myself, so you know, I totally identify. But yeah. You know, you end up falling into these things like doing radio and making masks. So I guess you know, could be worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still, you know, I'm still in you know, doing
still
some
in there
form
somewhere.
Of entertainment. So.
Right.
And I'm rubbing, you know, I'm rubbing elbows with the big dogs in the music industry. So I get to kind of experience that through them instead of doing it on my own now. So.
Right. So on your radio show, have you done anything about sort of anything paranormal having to do with masks? Because that would be an awesome pull together for you.
Well, we haven't, but my first story that I told then that I experienced was when I was staying at my parents' house and I'd lay down to go to sleep and I just laid down. I rolled over on my side and I'd opened my eyes and there was this thing sitting on the floor next to my bed, which I can only describe as kind of like a goblin or a demon looking thing. And, one of the things that, I told him that, you know, this is something I haven't forgotten. It was like it happened just yesterday, that type of thing. And Michelle had asked me, you know, is this something that you're afraid that you might see again? And I'm like, well, yeah, I don't want to see that thing again. I don't know what it was. But she said that maybe I should sculpt it and make it into a mask.
Hmm.
And then, you know, it would maybe ease my fears of seeing it again or something. But I recently was commissioned to make a mask. I don't know if you've heard of the band Necrogoblicon.
I have.
But someone commissioned me to make a mask of their mascot, who's called John Goblicon. And ironically, this thing that I saw years ago beside my bed almost looked exactly like John Goblicon, only it wasn't me. So I pretty much saw what I saw. It was a little different than the Goblicon or the Necrogoblicon mascot, but it was very close.
Well, it's good that you can take some... take some inspiration from your own horrifying experiences, you know, put them into the mask,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Because that's like, that's traumatizing. That is a traumatizing story.
Like you're sealing it away kind of inside the...
It was definitely traumatizing. I was probably 18 or 19 years old at the time, so I wasn't a kid.
Right.
And I literally jumped out of bed and ran downstairs and went straight to my mom. And I was like, there's something up there. And I don't remember what happened after that, but I've never seen it since. So
well, maybe it was a vision from your own future. It was your own mask coming back to haunt you. All right. We're talking to Scott Blake. We're coming up on break here. You're listening to Radio Wasteland. We're talking masks. We're talking the Dead Zone. We're talking paranormal radio, of course, because we're that. You're listening to Radio Wasteland. Come on back.
Just When you're looking at a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
The Baffle and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Baffle and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
You're listening to Chauncey and Kara on Radio Wasteland right here on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. That's Free Fire Radio. Find all our shows and archives by visiting Radio Wasteland at radiowasteland.us.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest, Scott Blake. We're talking about masks and the paranormal and paranormal radio, which is what we do. You know, I got some more curiosities here about the masks.
Okay.
When you're doing this, is your focus more on selling masks via the website, selling it via, you know, stores, or is it sort of a pursuit in applying it to media, you know, like movies and stuff like that, or are you pretty much open for them all? Or?
I want to do everything, really. When I started doing the special effects makeup, you know, I was hoping to get more film. And then when I started doing the masks, when I started out, I just really enjoyed sculpting. And then it was just the first couple that I made, it was amazing that I could sculpt something and then make a mold. And then all of a sudden, you know, I pull latex out and there's a mask.
You keep really breaking up there, Scott. If you're walking around, you keep breaking up there, Scott.
I'm not even moving.
Oh, okay.
let me move and see what happens.
All right.
Is that better?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay. But, yeah, I really didn't know where I would end up with, you know, by doing more masks. All I know is I loved making them. And then... you know, the first one that I did, you know, was in the indie film, and then I did do a couple of other masks for a couple of other indie films. But then I started, you know, I did the first like celebrity musician, if you want to call them that. Well, they are that. Did some work with Dee Snider from Twisted Sister.
Sweet.
And then the next one was, you know, John Five and the Creatures, and then also plays with Rob Zombie. I've been working with John for about a little over a year now. And with him, I've done, you know, I do his mask that he wears on stage. I've done some other masks and props that he uses on stage, a bunch of stuff for his music videos, designed a poster, and so it's like, yeah, I want my masks to go wherever they can go. I don't care if it's a movie or a music video or, you know, the kid walking down the street on a Halloween. It's, I just want people to wear them.
Yeah, it seems to
me. And
I want
to make money.
Yeah. Well, it seems to me like it's a difficult, thing to get in front of people. You know, to break into, you know, so getting into the film, it seems like that would be difficult. And, you know, getting into the selling the masks, that seems like that would be difficult. You know, so
it is, especially since there are so many people that make masks, like independent, you know, people. And then that you have to, because you're competing with these big mask companies that, you know, are popping their masks out of factories in Mexico for pennies on the dollar and selling them for $60. But, you know, the difference is I'm making mine right here in my shop. It's handmade. It's an artist copy. You know, I'm putting everything I have into it. You know, I'm putting all the love and care into creating it. So, because I don't want to put anything out that doesn't look good. That, you know, obviously they're going to cost more than what the big mask company is selling them for.
Right.
So it is tough. And I'm very picky about what I do make. If someone calls and wants something made and it's something that I don't think will sell at all after that, then I'm going to charge them a little more. Because I'm doing all this work just for that one time.
Oh, yeah, of course, that makes sense, yeah.
But if somebody, you know, gets a hold of me and says, hey, I want this made, and I'm like, oh, a lot of people would like to have that, I won't charge them as much because I know I can sell more copies. So, or at least I hope I'll sell more copies.
Right, which I guess would be the advantage of getting in on the ground floor on independent horror films, because then maybe you can retain the rights to create the masks as part of that or something.
Pretty much with doing work with the films, you know, they contact me and say, we want this made, or they show me their concept art, and I say, okay, yeah, I'll make that for you, and I do, and then usually after that, they own it, and it's their, you know, it's their mask, I don't have any rights to, you know, make copies and sell them unless they, you know, we work out a deal and they say, hey, how about you sell some masks and give us a cut, and, you know,
right,
it could work out like that. But
right. Yeah, it's interesting. There's so many ins and outs of it.
Just go ahead.
Because, like, horror films have, you know, see, to me, I'm like looking at you going like, oh, my gosh, you're actually touching some horror films. That's absolutely amazing and awesome, you know. It's like. So, man, I hope for the best for you. I'm going to check this movie out, and I get what you're saying. It's campy for the fun of campy, and I love that. That's my fave. We're coming up on the end of the show here. Why don't you tell our audience a little bit where they can find out more about your masks and where they can find out more about the Dead Zone show.
Okay. Well, you can always go to yourdream.com. It's yourdream.com. That's my website. My Instagram is Scott_Blake3, and that's a good place to go see a lot of the different masks that I've done, and other works.
the films that I've worked on. You can find me on IMDb under Scott Blake, and then there's other Scott Blake, so I'm Scott Blake number 5.
Right. Yeah, well, I think we deal with that with Radio Wasteland as well. So,
right, yeah. So, and then you can also go...
Maybe you need a more creative name, you know. Scott Blake, you got to go back to your parents and tell them, this just is not working out as my Instagram handle.
Yeah. Well, that's why I came up with the name Your Dream Creations. I made up a word.
Yeah.
So when you type that in, that's all you see is me. So just get on Google and type in Your Dream, and you'll see everything about me and my business. So.
Sounds good. And what about the radio show? Of course, it's on ParaX, and you got a website?
Yeah, there's the Dead Zone is on Facebook, and we're on ParaX and also on Spreaker. The website, yes, there is a website, and it is Dead Zone. What is it? I'm on a Dead Zone show, I believe. I'm new. Give me a break.
You're right.
I don't run the website, so I'm always on the Facebook.
Right. And so that's Paranormal, and of course, what did you say when you. So it's deadzoneradio.com. And you said it's basically connecting the music and the paranormal.
Yes, it's a paranormal talk with hard rock and heavy metal music.
Sounds good. All right, you've been listening to Scott Blake here on Radio Wasteland. We've been checking out Masks. We've been checking out some paranormal. You can check him out at yourdream.com, yourdream.com, or check out the radio show at deadzoneradio.com, and check us out next week right here on Radio Wasteland.
Hey, if you ever plan to fly out west, travel my way, that's the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66, where it winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Well, you go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, Oklahoma City looks oh so pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino, won't you get hip to this kind of tip when you make that California trip. Get your kids on Route 66. Let's go.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical.